We're turning now to the Arctic because we just got Kumi Naidu on the phone. He's one of six activists with Greenpeace who've occupied a Russian oil rig to protest drilling in the Arctic, the rig belonging to Gazprom. Kumi, can you tell us what is happening? When we tried to reach you a few minutes ago, we got a message saying you couldn't talk. You were being sprayed by water cannons.
We are being sprayed by water cannons. We've been holding on for 3 hours, but you probably can hear the hose. We are in a tent. We simply want to make the point that drilling in the Arctic is completely reckless and will accelerate catastrophic climate change. But we are terribly anxious now because they are spraying us heavily with water hoses, and it's really hard to hang on to the little tent where we are taking refuge.
And Kumi, who precisely is spraying you with the water hoses?
The employees and the security of Gazprom. Gazprom, the oil company that is probably going to be, if we don't stop them, the first company to start drilling oil in the Arctic. And they've been at it now for over an hour, so we're really struggling to stay up here on the rig at the moment.
So you are on the deck of the Gazprom oil drilling rig where they're shooting you with water cannons?
Gazprom doesn't actually have a license to drill at the moment. It expired 12 days ago. They do not have an oil spill response plan. In fact, what they have is even worse than Shell, and that's saying a lot. And in the next couple of days, the Arctic Sea Minimum Ice Trigger will be released, and that will show that protecting the Arctic North is critically important, and that is why we are campaigning to declare the Upper Arctic